This is for a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Salaamu Alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. This is Sister Zeenat and today's topic is cure from hopelessness and believing in mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me give you a little refreshment from the last time we were speaking about despair, which is the greatest sin, and being hopeless is not a good act because we are actually harming ourselves. So what is the cure to come out for hopelessness? We have been discussing a few beautiful examples from the Holy Quran. Today, I'm going to give you a beautiful example of what has happened in real life. This is about a rich businessman, you know, a man who was a very good businessman, you know. He was traveling for Hajj and had 3,000 dinars and gold and silver coins, ornaments with him. He was traveling. While he was traveling, you know, his bag was attached with him. So he went around to take a little rest. So over there, he lost his bag. When he lost his bag, he did not realize that he lost his bag. He started traveling and traveling. You know, he proceeded many miles further when he realized the bag was missing. And that's very sad, you know. You feel very bad in that kind of a situation. So two things he thought. Let me go back and grab the bag and I don't even know where the heck my bag is. Okay, I'm not going to go back because I have a lot of money back home. So he did not go back. So he started traveling. So he went further, had his Hajj. When he came back to his native place, something happened with his business. You know, this is for you, businessmen. You know very well, when problem comes, the way it comes, sometimes you go through a lot of losses, and that really affects the married life, relationship with children, a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or relatives, or many other things. You know, that's not really cool. So what happened, calamities came. He gradually lost all his wealth. So what happened? The public respect was in jeopardy because of the shame with his friends and taunting of his enemies. He decided he's going to, you know, leave the village, leave the town, and so go away. So he went, he left his native town and went away somewhere else with his wife. During this journey, he spent a night in a hamlet. At the time, all the money he had, 1/6 of silver coins, that's it, that's what he had. But his wife was pregnant, you know, and this is the very tough situation he was facing. His wife was pregnant, he did not have the food. They somehow took a shelter somewhere. The wife had a baby and the wife said, I need to have something to eat or else I'm going to die. The baby may also die. So he had that coin. He ran away. He started running away, to find someone, find some food, you know. So he started knocking at the door of a vegetable man because it was the nighttime. He didn't want to open the door. Somehow he can convince the vegetable man. So this man went and got him some, you know, yogurt with something and gave it to him. He gave the coin and was going back to his wife. He was happy that he wanted to give some food to her. But, you know, he flipped on the earth and everything, the food, the bowl dropped from his hand and broke. He was so much struck with grief and could not control himself that he started hitting himself and crying out loudly. When he was crying out loudly, it disturbed the neighborhood. The windows of the nearby house opened and someone inquired as to who he was and why was he creating a din and disturbing the neighborhood. He explained his situation. He asked, is this only the situation you're crying? He said, no. He spoke about his entire situation, what kind of a businessman he was, how he lost everything.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand it crying. in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
I have lost 3,000 dinar and gold and silver coins while I was going to Hajj. So when he narrated his story, this man invited him to his house. He said, go home, wherever you're taking shelter, pick up your wife and your child and come. You are going to be guests at my place. And you're going to be at my place until your wife is going to recover. So he returned with his wife and child, you know, and the host put up for the night. In the morning, he gave some dinars and said that till the wife recovers, he should stay home. 10 days passed in this manner. Every day he used to give them some dinars. You know, he was helping the people. He was a nice guy. One day he asked him about his profession. He said, I'm a very good trader. I was a very good businessman. After concluding the business was... So he said, okay, I give you some money, start a business. So he gave him some money to start a business. So he started doing a business and he was doing it for a few months and he was doing it good. So after concluding the business for some months, he offered him his share of the profit. He went into the other room and returned with the money bag that he had years ago. You know, let's stop over here. He was doing a business. Whatever profit he got, he did share it with his host because the host has been helping the guest since a long time. He got so happy, the host, he went inside, got the bag of 3,000 coins and gave it in the hand of this man, you know, and, you know, which he lost years ago while he was going for Hajj. You know, he was overjoyed to see it and became unconscious due to the excitement. He thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and returned back to his native village. Gradually, his economic condition began to change and once more he was a rich man. You know, look at the test he was going through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first made him rich, gave him everything, made him go to Hajj. And all of a sudden took him everything from him that he became homeless. He did not have anything except one silver coin. And the wife has to give birth to a baby in some shelter. And then they got help from the host. And then he started doing business. Again, he became rich. Again, they went back to the native town, got a house and started their living. You know what Surah Baqarah says. It may be that you dislike a thing while it is good for you. Maybe that you love a thing while it is evil for you. Allah brings about ease after difficulty. You know, this is also in Surah Taraq. So every difficult time that we are going through, we have to keep that in mind. There is going to be an ease after that difficulty. And every difficulty makes us a wise man. It teaches us something. We don't realize these things, you know, because we are so much involved in, you know, being successful, because this is what we have been raised, the way we have been raised during a school times and college times. You're a successful person when you get good marks. Everything starts with marks, you know, coming number one, you know, getting a good GPA, getting a job, getting, okay, what kind of a job you're doing? Yuck, you don't even have a lot of money or income with that job. Try to change your job. Even jobs is related with money, okay? And then we are giving suggestions about making a house, which is nothing wrong. I'm not saying it's nothing wrong. But when we are tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are losing a house, losing a car, people start turning their backs, you know, turning themselves from us, you know. This is when we realize who our true friends are. Definitely, we have to be tolerant during the time of the difficulties and know that Allah is testing us. If we have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will definitely give us back everything. Thank you so much for listening to us and stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Love is all I need.
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 Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I
need.
And I know that you see how much you need. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.